B-Pod Studios.
Now,
Bizarre.
WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
Nick showed me this video yesterday. It's incredible, and it's tragic as well. A towering arch bridge over a bay in eastern Taiwan collapsed, sending a burning oil tanker truck falling onto boats into the water below.
It's horrible.
An Air Force helicopter, fishing vessels, and more than 60 military personnel, including divers, were searching for possible victims overnight. Six people were missing and believed trapped on one of the fishing boats. Five people were feared to have been on the bridge when it collapsed. There is video of this oil tanker truck. It almost makes it over the entire span of the bridge. The bridge collapsed. The truck falls back into the water. It's horrible. So 10 people were sent to hospital. Six of them with serious injuries. And to be honest, I thought there would be a lot more than this.
Yes, you cannot look at this footage and not think a whole load of people are going to die. And to hear that is amazing.
The 140-meter-long bridge collapsed around 9:30 a.m. in Nanfango, a tiny but often crowded Pacific Coast fishing village. The collapse occurred hours after a typhoon had swept by the island. Disaster relief officials would not say if the storm had weakened the bridge or give other details on the cause. The bridge pier may have collapsed. Rescue workers have removed one of the boats from under the collapsed bridge and are still working on two others. But you can't believe it when you see it. All right, moving on to something a little lighter. A nervous sex shop customer with a marked resemblance to Elvis Presley is the subject of a manhunt in New Zealand.
I like a double-headed dildo, man.
Police want to speak to the Elvis lookalike in connection with the theft of an imitation vagina from Peaches and Cream adult megastore in suburban Auckland.
This one looks just like Scylla.
A staff member, Kat Mayer, described the man as having black, slick-backed hair and wearing large sunglasses and in a not-very Elvis touch, an orange high-visibility vest.
Look at that vagina, man. That thing's huge.
He had attempted to buy the sex toy, but when his credit card was declined, he said that he was going to go out and get another card. Instead, he snatched the vagina.
Snatched his vagina.
And ran out of the shop. She said
it's called dining gash.
She said
that's good.
Thank you, man. That's why I'm the king.
She said it's really frustrating when this sort of thing happens. So rude, and it ruins your day. She said the man tried to distract her. She said he was very energetic and erratic, going around the shop.
I got so much energy, man.
Talking a lot. He brought a sex toy called Like a Virgin up to the counter, but his card was declined.
I ain't nothing but a hound doggy style.
He was really vivacious. She said, I'm not here to judge anyone, but he comes in really vivacious, and he blindsided me. I mean, I look like an idiot, but it happened so quick, and before I know it, he's running off down the street.
Don't beat yourself up. If a guy who's an energetic Elvis comes into your sex shop, you're going to be thrown off.
Local police confirmed that they had received a report of theft at the store, so they are looking for Elvis with a fake vagina. A Florida high school was evacuated Thursday after the word bong was misheard as bomb. A family member of a student at Mariana High School called a staff member and said that the student had a bong in their backpack. Superintendent Larry Moore said in an online statement the staff member had actually on the other line heard the word bomb, prompting them to report the situation to administrators for appropriate action to be taken.
I mean, that's why you got to call them water pipes, guys.
That's it.
According to protocol, the school was evacuated using an emergency drill and the situation investigated. The investigation has determined the staff member misheard the word during the phone conversation.
When the robot came back, it was,
it's totally cool.
A similar incident happened at a Massachusetts high school in May of last year when police officers searched the school thinking a student had reported a bomb in the parking lot. The caller had actually alerted police of a bong in the parking lot. A man and woman who had just gotten married are among a group of people arrested over the weekend. I love it when these wedding
things. Oh, my God. Nothing is funnier.
Police say officers responded to a report of a disorderly female wearing a wedding dress who tried to assault an employee at a local business. Once police contacted a group of people at the location, Eric Cordova,
give me the vagina,
became aggressive and refused to cooperate. Cordova fought with the officer and both fell to the ground. During the struggle, several people that were with Cordova began to assault the officer and refused to obey commands. Additional officers arrived on the scene and eventually gained control of the group. Among them was 30-year-old Ashley Jordan, who was still wearing her wedding dress. Jordan and Cordova apparently had gotten married earlier in the day.
So, Kathy, when you picked out your wedding gown, did you figure how comfortable will this be if I get into a brawl?
That was the number one thought.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, can't be too constrictive.
Yes, you have to be able to throw a punch.
Cordova apparently, they had gotten married that day. Two officers were injured. Five people were arrested in the incident. Did you guys see this? A woman climbed into the lion enclosure.
Yes.
Yeah, what an idiot.
At a New York zoo and began taunting the predator.
She was making silly kid faces at it. What the hell was she doing?
Video taken over the weekend shows an unidentified woman standing with an African lion at the Bronx Zoo. It's reported that the woman bypassed the low wooden safety barrier.
That's what you want. Around a lion. A low barrier.
And stepped inside the enclosure. Well, there's more to this. It doesn't... See, until I read the story, I didn't quite understand this, but I'll explain. In the video, the woman is seen staring the lion in the eye as fellow visitors watch on in apprehension. The lion watched the woman curiously as she began to dance and taunt at him.
Oh, boy.
The original poster shared two other videos of the incident showing the woman playfully waving and trying to get the lion's attention. In between the woman and the lion, though, is a large concrete moat surrounding the inner exhibit, keeping them separate. So she's not in there.
In the video, it looks like she's in there.
And that's why the lion doesn't do anything. Yeah. Otherwise, this thing would have taken her out in a heartbeat.
Okay.
Oh, God, she doesn't realize there's a bridge on the other side of this. She's so stupid, I can't. I just can't do it.
You don't think that lion could have gotten across that?
It's bigger than you think.
All right, yep. It's got to be huge then, because it doesn't look that big. It looks like he can easily jump over that.
I think just from the perspective and the ivy and stuff around there, it just looks like the lion could just kind of step right over and have at her.
You see, the moat there is to keep me from attacking the bear that's on the other side. And I'm here.
The Bronx Zoo confirmed the incident to saying zoo staff received a report that the person had climbed over the safety barrier on Saturday.
Honestly, zoos need to revisit their quote-unquote safety barriers.
Mm, yeah.
You have stories all the time of people crawling into these cages.
It happens.
Well,
yep.
Was it the San Francisco Zoo where the guys were, like, throwing rocks at the tiger? He just jumped the fence.
Yeah, enough.
Yep.
93.3 WMMR. Audio on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
It's the Bizarre File Podcast.
Late on Sunday, Cade Edmund Simers, a 48-year-old U.S. citizen currently living in India, suffered severe burns to a significant portion of his body after falling into thermal water of the old faithful geyser cone.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
What day was this?
This was Sunday.
My son was there on Sunday.
No way.
Oh, my God.
Well, it happened in the middle of the night. He wouldn't have known about it.
Jeez,
so, rangers and paramedics responded to the Old Faithful Inn at midnight where Seamers was staying. He told rangers that he had gone for a walk off of the boardwalk without a flashlight.
Come on.
Tripped into a hot spring and got himself back to his hotel room and called for assistance. Rangers detected evidence of alcohol use. Simers was flown to Idaho Falls. He was admitted to the burn center.
They go to great lengths.
Oh, my God.
To warn you.
Dude, it's everywhere. Signs everywhere. Do not step off of the walkway. It's you can't avoid it. But some idiots do. Since rangers were not at the scene of the incident, they went out at first light to investigate in the thermal area. They discovered several items near the geyser. The man's shoe, a hat, and a beer can.
Uh-huh.
Footprints going to and from the geyser and blood on the boardwalk. Investigations continue today, including assessing any damage to the geyser cone itself. The results of the investigation will be forwarded to the United States Attorney's Office for prosecutorial review. The ground in the hydrothermal areas is fragile and thin. There's scalding water just below the surface. Visitors must always remain on boardwalks and exercise extreme caution around thermal features. This is the first serious injury in a thermal area in 2 years. In June of 2017... a man sustained severe burns after falling in a hot spring in the lower geyser basin. In 2016, a man left the boardwalk and died after slipping to a hot spring in Norris Geyser Basin. And in 2000, one person died and two people received severe burns from falling into a hot spring at the Lower Geyser Basin as well. So be careful if you ever go there. An orangutan, which spent 20 years in an Argentine zoo, is being moved to the U.S. Animal Sanctuary, to a U.S. Animal Sanctuary, after being granted the same legal rights as humans. Lawyers won a landmark appeal for Sandra in 2014.
I consider this quite a victory.
Arguing that she was being detained in Buenos Aires illegally. The ruling found her to be Argentina's first non-human person with the right to liberty.
Mm.
The 33-year-old arrived in Kansas on Friday and will undergo tests before moving to her new home in Florida.
I assume it's just going to be a residential home, right, since they're a full person.
Yeah, the judge... who I just met
the orangutan that moved in next door. Lovely.
Who has a picture
has of... Has an orange ass.
...of Sandra in her office, told AP News agencies that she wanted a ruling to send a message that animals are sentient beings and that the first right they have is our obligation to respect them. Sandra was born in an East German zoo and sold to Buenos Aires in 1995, spent much of her life in a solitary enclosure and regularly tried to avoid the public. She had a daughter in 1999. The baby was taken away and sold to an animal park in China. Her legal victory brought international fame to the orangutan and set a precedent for apes to be legally deemed people rather than property. Until this week, nearly 5 years later, Sandra remained at the site of the zoo, which closed in 2016, following reports of animal cruelty. By the way, she's going to Florida's Center for Great Apes. And the 100-acre sanctuary is home to chimpanzees and orangutans, which have been freed from circuses, labs, and zoos and private collections. Michael Jackson's former pet chimpanzee, Bubbles, is among several famous residents there.
Wow.
Bubbles.
Sandra will join 21 other orangutans.
He's a new friend for you.
And will be free to move between 11 outdoor areas where the great apes live. So,
isn't this great?
Kind of interesting.
Yeah. And you're an ape?
Yeah.
You're a great ape?
Yeah, you're a great ape.
It's great?
Yeah, that's great. Let's see.
You're just a great ape. I just have to say it.
Authorities are trying to locate the body of a man who climbed over a safety barrier at the Grand Canyon Skywalk and apparently jumped to his death.
Yeah, I saw this. So I wondered how long it was going to take before someone decided to end it on that thing.
Yeah. They say the 28-year-old visitor to the tourist spot on the reservation outside Grand Canyon National Park jumped around 4:30 on Saturday, 4:30 in the afternoon. A body recovery effort began Sunday morning. Skywalk opened in 2007. It's a horseshoe-shaped glass walkway that juts out 70 feet over the canyon overlooking the Colorado River. The vertical drop from the skywalk is between 500 feet to 800 feet.
Wow. So the odds are strongly against you surviving that.
Yes. A Chinese tourist fell to his death in March when he stumbled while trying to take a photo close to the skywalk. But this person,
oh my God,
took their own life. Yeah. All right. And then we will do one more story and wrap it up. Let me see. How about this one? A pet store owner says that he's a victim of the theft of hundreds of dollars worth of expensive dog treats. Pet Zone owner Mark Windsor sought information on Facebook Saturday on the people who he says took his store's Pizzles. Dehydrated bull penis chews.
Who took my Pizzles?
Yeah, somebody took his Pizzles.
Where are my Pizzles?
Do you love Pizzles?
Yeah.
They took two and three.
Where are my Bulldogs?
They took three-foot lengths of Pizzles and went out the door, Windsor said.
Is that an actual size of a Pizzle?
We're all blown away from this.
Stop it.
Police were contacted immediately. An investigation is ongoing. He said,
Pizzle Bites.
He said, I want the public to speak out because I am an independent, I'm a local business guy, and it's just awareness for all the business owners that are out here that it's time, it's that time of year.
That time, Pizzle time of year.
Yes.
I'm tired of someone coming in here thinking I have the right to abscond with my Pizzles.
Anyone will rob anything, he says. Doesn't make a difference.
Like Boldies.
He said, usually what's robbed in my stores is donation boxes with money in them.
So how much is this worth out on the street?
Not much.
Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't overly expensive. It was a Pizzle store, and I thought it was fun.
What's the insult in coming to America? Rhinoceros Pizzle?
Your Rhinoceros Pizzle.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Now it's a waiting game for Windsor and his pet stores to get his pizzles back, please.
I have good news. We found your pizzles.
Right.
Oh, happy day!
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click On Demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.